Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Made my fun of Kirk Cousins and everything else, all the money he's collected over the years, being franchised and all that. And in this case, you're getting $100 million, not even playing.
Right.
But it's Atlanta that was foolish in all of this.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Again, if you thought you could steal Michael Penix or like them a lot, you never should have given Kirk Cousins the money.
Yeah.
So my point being, you know, I can see what he did. I'm not saying he didn't play it wrong. You need to be honest with the team. You were hurt. Whole season fell apart. But I can understand it, and I want to be replaced with because of the way this franchise has kind of done things behind your back.
Yeah, no, you're right.
They haven't been up front with you.
So your heart bleeds for Kirk
a little bit, just on a day where everybody else is dogging him. I'm gonna be the contrarian, but I think in this case I'm right to be on this island because it's the situation that was bad. It wasn't Kirk Cousins taking. We all get it and all understood it.
Yeah. No, I mean it definitely feels like maybe it wasn't as good of a situation as he hoped, but. I mean, I just looked this up. It was his last game. He had lost like what, four in a row.
Makes sense that they were 6-3.
Yeah,
they
had lost. They were 6-7 going into that game against the Raiders.
Lost four in a row.
And then they won that one. But he was 11-17, 112 yards, one touchdown, one pick. He got outplayed by Desmond Ridder, basically.
Shoulder pain, something in that shoulder.
Yeah, and then they benched him. You know, and they benched him before a very winnable game against the Giants. They benched him for a reason. Because they wanted to put Penix in there, let him go out there and crush the Giants, and that way they'll never look back. And then that was the only game they won the rest of the year. They lost the Commanders in overtime. Then they lost the Panthers.
Yeah, 1-2 and missed the playoffs with Penix. Yeah, like you said.
So, yeah, we'll see. Time will tell. I mean, are you sold on Penix?
No.
Yeah, I'm not either. I mean, not that he may still be a better option than Kirk, but. I didn't come away from that season feeling like Michael Penix is definitely the guy.
Harry Douglas said this morning that dude's going to be – he guarantees he's better than Jalen Hurts.
Oh, come on, man.
Bro,
that's the Super Bowl champion.
Me and what's our guy with the deep voice with the ball head, you know, from ESPN Radio?
Oh, Freddie Coleman.
Dude, me and his mouth hit the table same time.
Now, he had Pacers in six.
We told you he was on one that we said he was right. On one.
He looked good, then he looked bad.
It was weird. He was looking good for a minute.
He did. He had a moment. He had a moment.
Made me flip my pick. It was looking so good. I foolishly flipped. Brad called me a flopper. He's right to do so.
I think he called you a waffler.
Waffler flopper.
I think it's like the lowest grade.
No,
of
don't fuel that.
No, a waffler is like the lowest you can go.
No, this was so crazy.
I respected you changing your mind.
This was so crazy that. I didn't know if Harry Douglas was just doing it so they could have a disagreement, so they could have what they thought was good radio, because, again, Jalen Hurts has played well in two Super Bowls.
He
won one of them. Outplayed Patrick Mahomes, you could say, in both of them.
100%. They should have probably won the first one.
And it's like you said, I haven't seen enough on Penix yet to have any kind of real opinion yet. Now, Harry's Atlanta. He sees more of him. He sees the practices. This dude was guaranteeing this guy will be better than Jalen Hurts, who he does not consider elite.
Yeah, now that's nuts.
How is Jalen Hurts not elite? And here's the other point. Look at the offensive coordinators, all the different ones he's done it through. Now, he might not hit your receiver in stride. This is Harry's point. Mm-hmm. Right when you want it, or as beautiful as Joe Burrow or somebody else does, what are we talking about? That dude's a winner. He plays big in the biggest moments. To me, that makes you elite.
Yep.
As far as I'm concerned, again, it almost looked manufactured in a way, but Harry was stuck on Penix. And again, he's seen more of them than we have. He's seen the practices. I don't have that strong an opinion on him yet.
Yeah, I don't either. By the way, some breaking college athletics news. Georgia Tech is hiring Ryan Alpert as its next AD. Ryan Alpert used to be a deputy AD here for Memphis and was in the mix for the opening when they ultimately decided to hire it.
Wow, nice job, bro.
So Ryan Alpert it felt like it was down to Ed and Ryan for this job. Mm-hmm. Feels like Memphis made a very good hire in Ed Scott, but obviously Ryan Alpert so you got Wren up at West Virginia. He's in the mix now for Oklahoma. He's like in some ways he may be the favorite because Castiglione is mm-hmm. stepping down after the end of the year. So he's going to be in the mix there. And then you got Alpert now at Georgia Tech. So Ryan Bradley's at Alabama doing big stuff. He's not the AD. I think he kind of got out of sports, but he's doing something down there, in a big job, big prominent job in the SEC. So that was like when you think about the golden era of Memphis athletics, like how things were running. Those three were, so it should not really come as a surprise. They're all working big time. They're either ADs or like second in command at SEC places.
Those were all that was one of the strengths of Bowen that wasn't talked about often is how strong the people that he hired in that department were. And I'm pretty sure all those were Bowen hires.
Yep. Yep. I believe they were. Named. Yeah.
He had a talent for identifying, risers in the business.
Yep. So was Ed Scott last summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So obviously, good landing spot.
That was one of the last things Giannotto was writing before he got out of here.
That's
about
right.
What Memphis needed to do.
We don't have to go back
just
to that.
Just make sure you remember.
Oh, I'll never forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me. And they did it. And for those who don't know, Mark Giannotto's last column for the CA was Memphis
was it
needs
the last?
To, I think it literally was the last
it
one.
It might have been the last one.
We'll have to check on it. But he said Memphis needs to hire a black person, is what he said.
It's first black AD.
It's first, yes. I shortened it, but yes.
A black person.
That's what he meant. And they did it. Some good news there from Thamel for Ryan Alpert. I mean, it's been a
it's big time. Congrats to Ryan.
Yeah, power.
One of the good ones.
It never hurts to have advocates in power leagues at AD spots. You know what I mean? Huh? Like it can't hurt. Like does it help you? I don't know. But like if ever there was a situation where Ryan Alpert's brain was picked about Memphis joining the ACC. You got a guy.
Got Damon Stoudemire working for him.
I don't know who is it Brent Key? Is he the Georgia Tech coach? I don't know who the football coach is.
You're lying.
Yeah.
That
but
sounds right.
They're going to run that triple option or something. I don't know.
Every time.
But good news for Ryan Alpert. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Brevin Knight going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN. Brevin Knight is going to join us in just a little bit. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies summer, the offseason, and more. Summer League, man. It's that time. Now, this is just there's two things going on. So you have the Utah Summer League in Salt Lake, and then you have the California Classic, which is going on in California, which it's the Warriors, it's the Lakers, it's the Spurs, and it's the Heat. They're in the California Classic. It's the Thunder, the Jazz, the Grizzlies, the 76ers, and Salt Lake. All teams in action later today. So if you're – I know, Jason, this is like your thing. You hole up. You get your notebook out. Zion pulling breakdowns. But it is a full night of hoops. Now, the question is for the Grizz, like, it feels like there's no way we're going to see any of the, Jalen Wells, Cam Spencer, G.G. Jackson guys, right? Like, back-to-backs?
I don't know what would be the point. You got a roster that still looks like just 25 guys long that you haven't played, including a kid from Memphis, I think. Went to Lausanne, Bo something?
Bo Montgomery.
So might as well get them out there.
Yeah.
Let them get a little run around and get back at it come Friday. Last year they went to the championship game, lost in overtime to Miami. Memphis Grizzlies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who was it? Like, it was Gigi.
Remember Josh Christopher?
Man.
Hitting the shot, scored his team high 24 points. 121-118.
I completely forgot
beat
about
you last
him.
Year in the NBA Summer League Championship game. We were all hyped for it.
And he never ended up. He
remember, Pell Larson.
Pell Larson, Khalil Ware,
mm-hmm.
Keshawn Johnson. All of those guys, by the way, playing still today for the Heat in Summer League.
And see, and maybe you don't make a run like that, but what I would say in terms of playing guys like Jalen Wells and Cam Spencer and Gigi is, remember, you got Isolo out there.
Yep.
And that's the key, right, is how much of the the language, the foundation, does Isolo need to set in for those guys that are on the back half of this roster that aren't going to be playing? It is important for Gigi, for those guys, to get on the same page with him. And if he's going to be out there, right, and not handing off these duties to another coach, you may as well have him coaching some of your rotation guys. And so that's why I think John's right. Tonight, you give him the night off. Gigi and Jalen were playing at the end of the game. No need to go back-to-back here. Play some of those other dudes. But come Friday, I think you go hard again with these guys. I realize with Edie and Jaren, you've had some injury issues already that, may affect the start of the season. But you can't play this all out like, oh, we got to put these guys in bubble wrap, because you're not a proven, two seed coming back next year. No, it's, if you just preserve this health, you're definitely going to make it a run. That's not, you need guys out there playing.
Yeah.
And for me, that includes Gigi Jackson, as you said, continuing to show professionalism.
Yep.
Jalen Wells continue to get run, seeing some time as a playmaker, because he may very well be your starter at the three to start the year.
Totally.
I mean, that's perfectly within the realm of possibility. In fact, I'd probably give him the edge over Cedric Coward right now, because Cedric's not playing.
Exactly. Like, it's going to be Javon Small tonight, Efton Reed tonight. It's going to be the Tyler Burton guy, Jemai Mayshak, Ace Baldwin. It'll be those guys. It'll
right.
be like the guys that have not played or played sparingly. Mayshak, you throw him out there again.
Yes.
Why not?
And want to see some more.
Yeah.
Tonight.
But it will not be.
Because he missed first game because things weren't finalized.
Yeah. So I mean, definitely. Zion Pullen will probably play because he's battling for that two-way. But the other guys will not play.
I mean, we've said he is battling for it, and we've kind of gone along Harrington's lines that maybe you have him and Mayshak battle for one and keep one open, because that's what you did last year, and you were able to sign a guy like Jay Huff, that you liked from another team. I think it makes some sense to do that again, but there's no promise. That they could give one to Mayshak and one to Pullen.
They could.
And have Small on the other one.
No, you're right.
And so, you got three guys all on him. I kind of like Harrington's plan and leaving one open. I just think it's smart. Zach Kleiman's clearly done it and liked it.
Yep.
And, again, you may see another big that you like. So, either way, though, I'm with you. I want to see more Pullen out there if I'm them. Why not? And then have Mayshak out there, because he just got official as of last game.
Exactly. Like, in terms of, I've watched a lot of Summer League, as you might expect. And I would say, the guys that I have been from, it's been only, 8 teams, but – there's a couple of guys that have caught my eye. I would say Walter Clayton Jr. for the Jazz. Like, we probably knew that coming in, that he would be, a guy that excelled, but he just looks the part of NBA player, doesn't he? I mean, he stops and pops in rhythm, on balance. Like, that's going to translate.
And they got a bunch of guys that haven't been that. Like, what's the dude's Keontae?
Yep.
Like, they need solid point guard play, and that's what that dude does.
No
and
doubt.
He hits the – he's more dependable than what they've had at point guard through there.
Yep.
In this rebuild that they're doing. I like him a lot better than I like what they've had.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what he had last night. He only had 4 last night, but he was a plus 11, 4.6 assists, plus 11 on the court. When he was out there, they were better. There is no doubt about it. And then Topic for OKC. I mean, again, Summer League. And like you said, when you brought up Josh Christopher, I had completely forgotten him. Like, he was an afterthought.
We were mad. We said he shouldn't be playing. We were mad last year that he's playing because of how many years he's been in the league.
Right.
Wasn't that
right,
what it was?
Right,
or that
right,
it was
right.
his third year or fourth year? This guy shouldn't be out there.
But Topic, he was the best player on the floor yesterday for the Thunder, for the entire game.
And when did he – is he 2024 or 23?
He's 24.
Not as old as – so he's still, second
year? He was hurt all year last year.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he had that ACL.
Yeah.
He was the 11th or 12th pick or something like that. And he just – he's another problem. He's another problem for the Thunder. Lakers, you're going to get your big dose of Bronny and connect, if that's what you're into tonight.
Bronny looks like he's having fun. All I see is, him smiling.
Yeah. Yeah. And then David Jones, man, for the Spurs. They were talking him up on the
Spurs
broadcast.
Spurs are headed places, but it won't be because of David Jones.
He put up 50 for the Capitanes.
Wow.
In the G League last year. Maybe twice. Maybe two different times he had 50 or more.
Well, he's like what you call Ty Jerome. He's a microwave in terms of offense.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, you know, you get south of the border, anything goes.
Is he going to guard anybody is a question.
No, he will not do that. But he will definitely heat up fast. And he was doing that against the Warriors. I mean, they were just leaving him. You know, who knows if they play defense in this league or not. But yeah, man, I mean, he's excelling. He's thriving in this format, I would say.
I want to see Meshach. I want to see the three in the corner shot. Why can he not develop that and be the kind of guy, 3-and-D, the old position that was that Bruce Bowen created years ago that now is just a staple in the NBA, and it feels like OKC's got seven of them. You know, why can Meshach not fit that if he shot 35% of Tennessee last year? Like I said, just get in a corner, shoot 500 of them a day.
Yeah.
With his defensive intensity and his versatility defensively, he fits the mold, but he's got to show that skill level consistently. That's why I want a guy like him back out there.
I definitely think he can.
And he knows how to play. The 9 assists tell you that last night. Like, he knows how to play. He knows that he's here for a role. So if he could just get in a corner and knock down some threes, maybe he's got a chance to make it and to stick. Certainly, maybe not with the Grizzlies, but in this league.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's the idea. It's like you just got to turn into that. You know,
and there's a place for that in this league now. A lot of places for it.
I was hopeful that last night we'd see a little more of him on like Ace Bailey, like specifically.
Yeah, shut down one of these dudes. Put him on Sensible. Somebody shut down Sensible.
But it was his first game, and it was weird, like how that worked, because Will Richard couldn't play in the first game either because that trade wasn't official. You know. And I'm like, where's Will Richard? Where's May? Why is I thought Meshach got hurt.
Nah. The Warrior stuff wasn't official yet.
Yeah.
And that was all part of the KD stuff,
yes,
I think.
The 17 trade. Yeah. So
all had to get official. It's ridiculous.
Then they had announced that, the Warriors own his rights. Then they had to trade the rights.
Because the NBA wants to get too ahead of itself. Just get, you know, making it. You got to get the business done first and can't name them. And these hats and all, it's just stupid. And
this
quest to get it all, you know, around the clock.
Right.
Streamlining, get the dudes out there.
Does the NFL do that? They have you put on the wrong hat. It is. There's more trades that happen in the NBA than the NFL draft.
I think the majority of that. Jeffrey Wright had the stat in terms of the guys that were selected. They were all like almost all of them part of a deal. It's unbelievable how it's flipped that way, and it throws you off on the hats and stuff. No, NFL doesn't have that issue.
Yeah, no, it is nuts. It is crazy, and like because like you know you don't see these guys when they like even like the Penny thing. You know, Penny was drafted by the Warriors, but he was an Orlando Magic. Like, it's just very, very weird. But anyway, yeah, you got a full slate tonight, Jason, starting at 6 o'clock of summer league action.
If you thought last night was ugly,
oh yeah,
wait till you see with who the Grizz about to roll out.
This is bottom of the barrel. I mean, for almost all these teams, right? Even the Thunder and Jazz.
We love our Grizz, but that was 77 fouls last night. It's gonna get. Meshach taking over. Now, 10, you foul out, I think.
10, you
right?
go, then 10's it, yeah.
He fouled out
last night, yes.
After his 9 assists, 10 foul.
Yes.
He had 6 in like the first quarter. Never seen anything like it. He is an active hack right now.
Right, and that's okay. I mean, this is where you're going to be. Like, you know, you got 10, so it doesn't matter.
You can't keep getting 10.
We have to show
some improvement.
I don't even think you're getting the bonus in the summer league until 10 fouls. Like, it's pretty nuts.
Dude, it was hard to watch.
How many free throws last night? 79?
68 free throws, 77 fouls, something like that.
Yeah,
eyes were bleeding.
Like, if you're the officials, right, you got to say, hey, we probably don't need to call.
77 fouls, 68 free throws, 47 turnovers.
We don't need to call 77. Even if there are 77 fouls, let's just only call 60. Because, I mean, you're going to be there for 3 hours. Right. I mean,
And they're saying they didn't want no more in overtime. That's why they went on and called that shot of two. So we didn't want, let's get this over with.
That was overtime. That was a tragic ending. I mean, the way that Gigi stole the ball from Zion Poulin.
Only you have seen, very few have actually stayed up and looked at it or are talking about how Gigi stole that ball. He should have a steal in the steals column.
There's no doubt.
Taking that pass from Zion.
Because if you ask Cam, hey, who was that pass intended for, he's going to say Zion Poulin.
Thank you.
Because Gigi was like
the only one that saw it.
He was behind the play damn near. And then he said, this is it.
The whole time he's running up, he's like, give me the ball.
Just to take a two.
Just said it was a three.
Oh, well, I mean, that's what they say.
Was she joking? I couldn't tell.
No, I think I don't know, because I think he addressed it and he said, like, if he had a size 14, it'd been three.
He did, exactly.
So he thought it was, because
he said the injury is what's got his toe swollen, foot swollen. Now he wears a 15. If it had been a 14, like before the injury, and the way the man went down on one knee and said, "Lord Jesus, I'm still gonna draw from this loss." Even though you didn't make it a three, you could have gave. I'm still gonna trust you, Jesus. That's how he was down on the floor.
If you go back, and I'm actually watching this because NBA reposted. Like Gigi is running with his head literally cocked to the side, like waiting for the ball,
looking dead at Gigi and doing like this.
Yes.
So describe it to them. Yes.
So I mean, and then Cam is like, "All right, I'm trying to make the right play. Like I know you want the ball, but like you know, you have to make sure you're open because I think Gigi inbounded it."
And Gigi's so close to him. Right. That's the other part about it.
So Gigi inbounds it. He's behind the play the whole time for the most part. He finally catches up. He's clapping it. Then he basically steals
the
one
ball.
Hand. All right. And then, I mean, he was ready for his Kevin Garnett moment. He was ready to scream, "Anything is possible!" Like he was ready for it. And it just, young man, it wasn't meant to be.
But it went in.
It did go in.
So he had to tell. That's what I'm saying.
But now you have to live with the fact that you stole the ball and it was only a two.
And I believe Zion Pullen was ready to pull from three with his feet set behind the line.
Oh, 1,000%. Zion was, I mean, I guess.
Was there enough time? That's the question, because I kind of looked, you can't.
Well, the problem was there was a defender that was collapsing.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, it might have actually been a good steal from Gigi, but.
Good defense.
It was a very, very good defensive play. But again, just short. And that's what they tell you, right? That summer league basketball is a game of inches.
What I saw in that clap was a man who's going to take that last shot. He decided that.
Absolutely.
He didn't care who Cam was passing it to. It's coming to me.
No question. And, you know, hey, there's more to come.
He said, "Sensei ball over here got 37. This one's for me."
I mean, like Gigi hit the deck like Darius Washington. I mean, it was for, like he pulled his jersey over his head. He was despondent, and I just say, man, it's going to be a lot more basketball for you, G.
Exactly.
Like it's all good.
Let him know it's all good.
Yeah, man. You made the shot. So don't feel too bad. All right, we'll come back. Brevin Knight's going to join us. We'll talk to him, get his thoughts on Grizz Summer League, the young guys, what the Grizz have done, and where this is all going. Stick around, Jason and John. I'm trying to film. Yes,
Brevin Knight.
All right, man. So before we get into everything that's going on this off season. What was your equivalent of summer league when you came in? Because I don't think Vegas was a thing. I don't think Orlando was quite a thing. So, like, what was summer league for Brevin Knight coming into the league?
Man, it was a lot less fanfare than what it is now. And at that point, it was strictly just guys getting together to play basketball. We had very few fans. We went to my summer league. We went to, I think we were in Atlanta, playing there for summer league at a little school in a gym where it was just pretty much get after it with a bunch of executives around, a couple of other people watched. But the fanfare and what it is today, it's a world of its own.
Yeah, it certainly is. From a bigger picture, before we dive into sort of the summer league itself. How would you just describe the summer and the off season? What the Grizz have done, trading away Desmond Bane, sort of retooling, drafting Cedric Howard. Just what's your assessment of everything that has happened in the last month and a half?
I thought what they've done a good job of is by being able to make moves that keeps them competitive, but also with an eye towards the future. And that is, I think, for all of these teams, that's your goal is how can we be competitive to win right now but still put ourselves in a position to have some type of longevity to win? And I thought they did a good job of creating the flexibility by trading Dez, and I thought it was a trade that worked well on both sides. And whenever there's a trade, that's all you can hope for. And then with the free agent moves, we're getting Landell and again Ty Jerome. I thought those were to go along with KCP that was in the trade. It was nice to get veterans, and then you go out and draft some young guys who have talent But we also had a couple of young guys on our team who were going to take some steps forward. So I think they've done a good job of putting them in a position to continue to win, but also having some future assets.
With that, Brevin, and like you talked about, sort of, I mean, you have to try to find new ways to win here around Ja and Jaren, and you kind of discussed it. You know, you've opened up some flexibility, but should we be prepared in that for maybe a step back in the immediate? I mean, you talked about it. You know, Desmond Bane had proven himself, especially offensively, and we realized there were defensive limitations, but you knew what you were. You'd been a two seed for a couple of times. There's an opportunity to maybe work around the fringes, but you decide to move on from that. So what I'm asking is, I guess we've kind of talked about it here. It feels like a new window where you've gotten younger, right? Maybe at a time, you've gone a different way. What are you sort of expecting, and how fast does it have to happen if you're taking a step back in the immediate?
Well, I think it's the reason why it can be viewed as a step back is because how good the rest of the West is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that plays as much of a factor in anything as the moves. And, there's been a complete change. There's a new coaching staff. So there's going to be somewhat of a philosophy change. And in that, you want to have the players that sort of fit what he would like to do and the staff would like to get done. But also keep an eye towards where else you can go. And so I don't think that there is so much a step back. I think there is winning in a different way. Expectations can still be there. But because the league and especially the West is so good, of course those championship expectations become impacted by the rest of the West.
You were very excited. You were caught on camera, very excited about the Cedric Coward selection. I don't think you were on the desk twerking. I think you did stop short of that. but you were certainly excited. Can you just sort of break down what excites you and intrigues you about that draft pick there and Cedric Coward at 11?
Well, what it is I think he fits the mold of what Grizzly players are in that there is a level of skill there, but there's the want to continue to prove who he is. And that with the skill, you talk about the measurables that you're able to see, but I think it's the immeasurables that are big for him, that were big for a Jalen Wells, that was big for Desmond Bane, that was big for when Dylan Brooks was second round pick, or now they, of course, a higher pick, but expectations were not high of him being there until later as things went about. And so but I just think he has the tangible things that they need in terms of the length at the wing position. He has a defensive mindset, but he also has the ability to knock down the shot. And I don't – the offensive side is something that will have to come along because you're playing alongside some of the best players he's ever played with before. But the mentality of how he approaches the game is something that it fits very well with having another young guy who's mature for his age.
What have you thought, Brevin, about G.G. Jackson's first couple of games and what we needed to see from him? And I mean, and he, you know, to his credit, volunteered, hey, I want to go. I want to be in summer league. This isn't something he was pushing back on. So in terms of what you needed to see from him, a guy who's still young, but his maturity's always been questioned, and certainly that was one of the key things last year in terms of losing some of that playing time, was coming off of an injury. What have you thought of what he's done so far in summer league?
Well, the biggest thing I wanted to see was the word that you said was his maturity, and what did that look like? And it's not just how you carry yourself, but what's your basketball maturity look like? Have you learned from past mistakes and past situations? And I think in these first couple of games, we've seen that because – the one thing is there is no longer the settling for just perimeter threes. There is no longer just worrying about what happens to you on the offensive end. There's a more willingness to make plays for other guys. And then the consistent effort on the defensive side has been there to go along with his hustle. And so I think we always know, Gigi, when you sit down and talk to him, you're not going to find a kid who is going to be more true to who he is in that point and is always going to be on point in that situation. It's like, but when you get on the floor, you need to see that consistency and a level of maturity. And we've seen it in the games. His attack of the rim has been fantastic. Yeah. And I always like for guys like him to look different than on the floor. And that is what he has done a good job of. So very impressive. And we need, it's a still for this team, a need of size, length, and athleticism at the wing position with skill. And that's what he has.
And then I'd almost be remiss if we didn't spend some time on Jalen Wells. You could ignore a question because, you know, it's the other side of the coin, Brevin. He shows so much maturity. He always seems to get it, and so it doesn't feel like there's a challenge other than, hey, man, he's just got to be out there more, and let's see how far he can rise. Just where does that – I mean, it, and it's been there. We saw it all last season. That maturity, he's continued to show it in these games. I mean, you just see more and more with Jalen Wells. What's the ceiling, I guess, is the question I'd ask you on Jalen Wells.
I think for Jalen Wells, it is just continuing to be who he is. And that will lead to wins, and that'll lead to a steady basketball player. It's almost very much so like Shane Battier, where it's like, what do you expect them to do more? No, I expect them to do that, because when they do that, we win. And it's impactful in so many areas that are in the box score, but a lot of it is out of the box score. So the difference between Gigi and to me, and the difference with Jalen Wells is Gigi has all of these tools that you're still figuring out how to put them together. Yeah. And when you put them together, it's like, damn, this is something that can be really special. Jalen Wells is steady. It's already put together. It's just about honing those things even more, knocking down threes at a higher clip, ball handling wise, being solid and being able to just be an alternative if you need it to initiate offense. But then just keep doing all of the other things. So I think there are, you know, two different ends of the spectrum, but both that are necessary for this team. And for like I said, for Jalen, this is more so to let you know that your wrist is okay to play competitive basketball. Right. And you don't have to worry, even though he said many times in his interviews that it's not a worry for him, but you still want to see it in action. And so I think that's what this allows.
We're talking to Brevin Knight, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Real, Memphis Grizzlies analyst on the FanDuel Sports Network. You know, Brevin, we didn't really get the full season of Tuomas Iisalo's system, of his principles, of all the things that, you know, he wants to do. He was thrown in there and, you know, adjusted on the fly. We're seeing a little bit of it, obviously, in summer league. Some of these players will not be getting major minutes on the roster. But from what you've seen, the little glimpses, what do you make of his style and what you're seeing in summer league from him?
Well, it's very, very similar to what we heard at the end of the year in terms of how fast they want to play. I think it's control chaos is kind of how they would like to play the game, and that's on both ends of the floor. Now, the reality is I'm not expecting Ja Morant to be picking up 94 feet. I'm not expecting Jaren Jackson Jr. to be ball pressure 94 feet, but you are wanting to set a precedent for everyone else in terms of what the expectation will be for all of the role players. Your star guys, yes, you expect for them to compete at a high level, not in the same way as how role guys have to do all of the dirty work stuff. And so what we've been able to see is with the players that you have, you can do all of that. Pressure up the floor, good job of helping. One of the things that I've noticed on the defensive side, which I always thought was one thing I thought they could be better in, is in their help defense position, they're up higher. They're not as low, so you're not having to help deep into the paint as much, and now those rotations are longer when you're trying to get back to the three-point line. And then on the offensive end, the spacing has been there, and it's just been a credit that even in these two games, guys just getting together, that they're still playing with and for one another. You don't see the hero ball, and so – I think more than just a style, that'll keep rounding itself out. But it's the message is getting across because you're seeing unified basketball from the Grizzlies.
On that style question of Iisalo's, we know one thing he wants, and he's made it pretty clear. You move on from Jay Huff and you bring in Jock Landale that you want that center that can play that Edie style, right? Create the space for Ja. Are you okay with the center depth? You know, that position. You know, we realize, you know, Jaron can move over, Brandon, we know that. But for that style that Isolo wants to play, are we good with Edie and with Landale?
Yeah, I think Landale, he's a veteran guy that's been there before, and he's a multi-talented big, but he's a hustling big. And so that's, you know, they needed somebody who can do a good job in terms of setting screens, rolling to the basket, but the rebounding was going to be huge. And he gives you size at that position. And so I like it's one of these mid-veteran guys who still has the energy to get up and down. The body has not been taxed by a lot of minutes, but he's been in a lot of situations, so that can be a positive. And he'll understand what his role is. It's not like you're getting a guy who's going to come in here and think that I'm competing for the starting role over Zach Edey. It's like, no, I can hold it down until he gets back, and I'm going to be the backup to come in and do things to help this team win. So I think you hope that works out. In that way, you heard Brandon Clark is able to come back and be himself. Of course, Jaron can slide down. Bagley is still around, if I'm not mistaken. And so I think that you had to sign a big, and they did that. And by signing a really good option, then I think they've covered themselves pretty well until Zach can get back.
And then lastly, Brevin, appreciate your time as always. When you look out in the West, outside of obviously what the Grizz have done, whose moves have you liked the most this summer?
I really like what Houston did.
Yeah.
You get an opportunity to get a Kevin Durant, and you're in a win-now mode, and you still have some young guys in Shingun, that is still there. Jabari Smith is still there. The Thompson, one of the twins. I never know which one is which. Which team. You gave up, yes, with a very good talent in Jalen Green. It didn't come to fruition in the playoff run, which they really needed it to. And so you say, well, we still got some other young guys who can help, and we can get a Kevin Durant. I think that puts them in a really big move in the West. And listen, Oklahoma City, you don't count them out. But I thought Houston's move was big in terms of they're pushing to win right now.
No doubt about it, Brevin. You're the man. Appreciate
this
as always.
Thank you so much, brother.
Man, always good talking to y'all. You know how to get in touch with me when you need me.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
Have a great
you, man.
One, man. Thanks.
All right.
He is Brevin Knight, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Real, here on the show. We'll come back. Jason and John on Eternal FM. Yes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We're back, Jason and John, on Eternal FM ESPN. Thanks to Brevin Knight for joining us on the show. Always great to catch up with our man, Brevin Knight. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's on his legacy run right now. He's got his brand new deal that he negotiated for himself and doesn't have to split for. Like, Paolo got $250 million.
Fun.
He's got to give some of that to Mike.
Well,
he just does.
He can get more if he all NBAs it, right? And
I believe
He'll get more. Mike will get more too, but he'll get more.
Yes. And Mike also got him a player option, which everybody's upset about because nobody's getting player option in these deals at the end of them. Well, now Paolo's
impressive.
Got one. So. Now, like the Thunder are mad at him because now Chet and Jalen Williams are going to ask for the player option too when they do theirs. So that's the way that works.
Nicely done, Mike.
But Shai doesn't have to split any money. He gets whatever he got, you know, right. $300 million, whatever it was. I think it's a little more, right? Finals MVP, regular season MVP, and now, most importantly, cover athlete NBA 2K26.
Mm.
So this is big for CJ. And NBA 2K gamers all around the world, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander will grace the cover. He was Tatum last year. So
that's right. And look what happened.
And look
and
what
the
happened.
Cover jinx.
You know, I guess we'll have to talk about off air his Instagram screen name. I don't want to bring it to the air without running to
I've asked him to change it.
Okay. So you are aware
there's
of
no,
it.
There's just no shame.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
But he's being extremely honest.
He is being honest.
What I have to live with is, and just be fine with, is that my boy's he's all in on his Bears.
He's all in on his
Chicago Bears and whoever the QB is.
Yes. I'm not going to give his screen name out on
please
the air
don't.
Because he's a
don't.
Kid. But
he's a child.
Sometimes you and I, we're just having direct conversations that the outside world doesn't understand, but you understand it, and I'm glad you are at least aware of it.
Believe me, I'm monitoring. Most of his social media activity.
I'm like, because I saw it on my Instagram. I'm like, who the hell
is this?
I
thought he'd been hacked or something.
It is. Oh, okay, CJ, I see you, big dog. All right. So, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander continues his legacy run. And, you know, look, they're the favorite for next year, but it's hard to go back-to-back.
It is. And keep in mind, again, I know I sound like a broken record, but look how close Denver was. Then John reminded me that they were also up in Game 4 of Game 5. Right, not just in Game 4 where they could have took the 3-1 lead. They were up in the fourth quarter of Game 5.
Yep.
That was with no depth. They have gone out and added depth now. Now, is Valanciunas coming or not? That better get done.
We're working on that.
We're working on that. We brought our old guy Bruce Brown
back.
He's
trying to go to Greece with Kalathis.
And we really love Cam Johnson for MPJ because you never knew what you're going to get for MPJ. Plus, we love
That's
the
right.
money. He's like $16 That's million right. less. They've gone out, and now they've got some depth.
Denver
and they
is,
almost,
is
and
scary.
Almost had OKC last year. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm not buying into this youth all of a sudden can win championships. I'm still on the – I'm leaning the other way with what we've seen, and mostly you got to do it with veteran teams that are deep enough. Remember Denver had them on the ropes with no depth. I'm going OKC doesn't win it next year. And you've got the evidence of seven different champions in the last seven seasons under our man Silver. So the one thing we do have is parity now.
Right.
And so, yeah, OKC, sure, they're the favorite, but the chances that they're going to repeat, I would say they're slim.
Yeah.
It's not happening anymore, and that's a young team still.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, I
still bank on.
I think Denver is a good call because, like, everybody's talking about Houston and Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I mean, and people are talking about Denver's offseason, but it's like, you know, they still do have the guy that we mostly all consensus agree is the best player in the world. And now given him, you know,
they were right there last year.
And they were. And that was with Aaron Gordon with the hamstring.
Yes.
You know? So now you take that off the table. You know, it's definitely and look, Brown's going to get better. Strother maybe gets better. I mean, there's going to be some improvement. That Ben, you know, you mentioned Bruce Brown back. They clearly love him there. So, I think Denver is going to have something to say about that. Houston with KD is going to be a freaking
problem.
I feel like
I'm leaving one off, too. Oh, Tim Hardaway. Shooter. Another body.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's an upgrade.
Another body, somebody that can actually hit a three, maybe.
That's exactly.
You know,
right.
when he's
yeah.
Healthy.
I mean, you're talking about Peyton Watson. I mean, it just pushes everybody down probably one spot where they should be.
Right.
You know? I mean, that's what it boils down to. Yeah. You know. And so yeah, I mean, the Nuggets are going to absolutely
more bodies.
Exactly.
Now
so anyway, congrats to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's having a great run right now.
Really is
in his life. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jessica Benson for joining us from Salt Lake City. Grizz back in action, of course, tonight in the final game of Summer League in Utah before they shove off for Las Vegas. First game Friday, right?
Yes, Boston.
We'll obviously be breaking that all down here on the show. Thanks to Brevin Knight as well. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.